Hello everyone, this is yeah, I like listening to this, except I was listening to it for like almost a half hour now because I was trying to set this up to get it to work. Well, anyway, let me see if I can press the enter key. Yes, I can. Great. Which means I am ready to play. So, before I start, let me just say that you will notice that my computer is not exactly good enough for this, and even, my Windows computer was really bad at doing this, and I'm recording from my Mac right now, and my microphone for the Mac is good enough, I guess, but you're gonna have to listen to this audio without, real recording, because I just can't get that to work. For those of you who may not have read the title, this is Rhythm Heaven Fever, for the Wii. So, let's see if I can do this. Yes, I can. So, before I go even any further, let me just, tell you that my setup here. So, what I had to do, I had to get the disc, of course. I had to get the emulator. And I didn't set up anything, I just rolled with the controls, but I did have to get a USB optical mouse, because there are a few times in the game, like in the title screen, where you have to press A and B together, which means pressing the left and right mouse buttons, because that's what A and B is assigned to. This game doesn't require any swings or motion controls for the Wiimote, which means you can press A, B, up, down, left, right, plus, minus, and maybe even 1, 2, I think. And of course, if you press enter, that happens. So, now that I can get this going, let's just get this started. I'm not sure what all these options are. This is a 2x2 grid. I'm gonna have to get used to clicking the left mouse button and the right mouse button for A and B. But, now we have a bunch of these. 5x4, I'm just gonna click this. That's gonna ask you if you're ready, I think. Let's click the right option. Let's do this. I've never practiced this before. I have watched the playthrough, of course, so I know what's going on. As you may notice, if I hold down the left mouse button now, you just play it, it just plays that, and if you let go, that's when it scrolls between the messages. So it's like you can basically hear me click the mouse up and down as I'm scrolling through the messages, which is pretty cool. Even this music is cool. It's not exactly lag-free, but it works. So let's do the rhythm test. Have to get used to the lag. This is a very important part of the game, especially if you're playing on an emulator, to test your rhythm out and see if you are correct. Yeah, sometimes voiceover will interfere and do that. I'm not sure why. I might have to turn sounds off. Okay. And I think this is random, from what I can gather. This weird noise. Okay, let's just scroll through more messages. Come on. Here we go. Okay, now you need to one, two, three, four, just like Rhythm Tengoku. Oh crap. And now the count will go away. Okay, that's fine. Now we'll count up to 8. And this is a pretty hard process because they'll take out the beats one after the other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8. Oh, I thought it's going to get rid of the 7. Now it's going to get rid of it. 6, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't know why that happens, but it just does. 5. Maybe it's showing you that visual distractions are not important. Oh crap, 2, 3, 4, maybe I shouldn't talk while doing this and the lag doesn't help. 1, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2. Yeah, now it's just 2, 1, 2. 1, 5, 6, 7, 1. 5, 6, 7. Okay, now it's the last one, so we are ready. Yeah, let's get through this. And by the way, you've heard me save a state before. Unlike VBA, this is not fluent at all. But I'm gonna try and save less states than I do there, because basically all you need, you don't really have a lot of visual games here. You just have A, or A and B, and occasionally the D-pad, but that's only for selecting stuff. Okay, we're back to this music, and also, I will be, as I already said, because I'm recording through my microphone, I can sing along to stuff a little better, because, you know why. Okay, let's get through this. Now, here, it'll ask you to press A and B just so you know that you have to do this in certain games, so I'm gonna press A and B together. Oh, wait, that's text. Come on. Let's get to the part where you have to press A and B. No, not yet. I'm gonna keep clicking. Okay, this is where you have to press A and B together. See? I could do it. Except I couldn't do it in the past 30 minutes because I didn't have my mouse and I couldn't figure out how to get past the title screen. Well, anyway. Okay. Well, finally in here. Oh my god. This is really cool. I just can't believe that I'm in here now. Not sure what that means, but we're in an option. We have two options. The bottom option will take us back to the main menu. You can also do that by pressing B, I think, and pressing the first option will get us to our first game. Well, first you need to confirm, so if you press B now, it'll go back like that. So let's press A and get into it. I love the stereo effects on this. God, this game will remind you of Cruel Kings and Dying Men, especially because of the music and the patterns. For those of you who played Rhythm Rage. So, this is a tutorial. This is kind of hard to do without music, but I'll show you what happens. So basically, you're trying to hit a bunch of golf balls that a monkey is throwing at you, I think. That's what's happening. Come on, keep scrolling through the text. Yeah. Ouch. What? What? Do you have to press A and B? Ouch. No, you don't. Well, screw that. Let's try with some music instead, see if I can get the hang of it. One, two, three. There we go. Ooh. A few more times. One, two, three. This is not too hard. Considering I played through the rhythm Tengoku completely, I probably have a good enough sense of rhythm to do this. Okay. Now, there's gonna be something else coming. I'm not sure what he's called, but I do know that this is kind of like the equivalent to chop his head. It's the same pattern, just with a different noise that he makes. Well, first, I'm gonna get hit a bunch, because... Ow! I cannot get hit. I just can't hit those. Ow! So please don't hit me with those balls. Now you're gonna have some music with this one. Again, if you fail these, it'll keep it'll, whoa, what are you doing? Well, anyway, it'll keep, giving you the tutorial until you get it right. Or you can press, minus to skip it, I think. Hopefully. We'll see. No, no, okay. One. Come on.
Whore.
Yeah. That's what he does. Okay, got that correct. One, two, three. Okay. Now it's gonna give you like a rundown between the two, and this is basically the start of the song in the tutorial itself, just the snare drum basically. Okay, I think we're ready for this. I won't even need to save. Let's do this! I think the thing's gonna go away, the weird beach noise. And we're just gonna have the music. Let's do this. Oh crap. I can't believe I missed that. Yeah, I just love singing along to this because I've used it because I've heard it way too much. Oh crap, what the hell's wrong with me? This is kind of hard with all this lag. One, two, three. Oh crap, I didn't mean to do that. One, two, three. Oh crap, missed it. Go. Unlike Rhythm Raid, oh crap, I got hit by that one. Unlike Rhythm Raid, you have that rhythm instead of chop his head like the music. Instead, you just have, well, that. I still got a superb. Great. Here, you can't press anything other than A to skip this. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Oh, we've got the new column going on.
It's a computer.
I think. Oh, you have to skip through the messages here. Thank you. Now let's save. And now, we can go over here, or we can go over there. So, let's do the next game, which is Scuba Factory. Get used to weird intros. Just like Rhythm Tengoku, there are really random intros everywhere. There's no ambience here, which doesn't matter, really. All you have to do... It's kind of like, the crates in Rhythm Rage, but not exactly. You have to hold A and B, and let go for two beats. The 3-4 is just in the tutorial. So, you go hold A and B, and let go. Oh, yeah. If you get it wrong... Oh, let's go. These are the smaller robots, which have a weird siren noise before... Oh, crap, yeah, I screwed that up. If I do it too much, yeah, they die. 3-4. Let's go. They say let's go. wine. Oh, crap. That was not supposed to be like that. Okay. I'm fine with that. I think we're ready. You just need to pay attention really closely to all the things, because the sounds are not really distinct in this game. I think you can skip them, but I'm not sure how. So let's do this. 3, 4. Go. Sorry, I'm just concentrating. Oh, crap. Yeah, that's what happens. Oh, crap. I missed that. Oh, crap. Whoa, that was close. Let's go! That was pretty good. I missed a few. Maybe I only got an okay on that. Yeah, only an okay. But at least you'll get to hear the okay noise, which sounds like this. Oh, I didn't even know this computer had a fan. That's how much stress it's under. Yeah, no. Okay, so we're done with that. Now we've unlocked something else. Oh, you need to click on it. Let's save. And we have... Which one is this, and which one's the other one? Oh, that's the rhythm toys, I think. I'm not sure. If you press left... This is weird. Yeah, I'm not gonna play with this very much, because I just can't. But how do I get out of here? Do you press one of the things? Yeah, you press the left one. I think that's what's happening. You have to press the left one. Okay, so the next one is Seesaw. Oh wait, I think I clicked the wrong one. Did I? Oh crap.
Speech unit, Dolphin 4.0. Dolphin 4, entering Dolphin 4.0. JIT60, Dolphin 4.0. Speech unit.
Let's see. Yeah. How do I get out? Oh, no. Pause it. How do I get out? Apparently you don't. Because whatever you press, it's not going to work. Because if you press A, you go back. If you press A and B, you go back. If you press... Oh, you press minus. Okay. Let's do this one. It should be the correct one. Yeah. You can tell by the intros. Anyway, basically, you have to... It's kind of like Rhythm Rally in Rhythm Heaven for DS. You have to respond to cues again. You'll see in a bit. I hear 1, 2, and you press A. 1, 2, 3. So when he goes E, O, then you press A, and then I go, ooh, I think. And then, after that, it'll speed up in some case, in some cases like this. Oh, crap. Didn't mean that to happen. So, yeah, and so, somehow, well, you like, shift over to the middle where there's less, there's less, I'm not sure how you call this, traction. And then you go half the speed, like, no, double the speed. Okay, let's do this. See how much I can do. Sorry if I'm not talking through this, I just can't do it. Oh, crap. Didn't mean to do that. Ew. I like the weird noises. They sound really cool. Oh, crap. This is all... Oh, God. This is all good, I guess. Oh, messed that up. But you'll see that it speeds up. Oh. Oh. This is hard as hell. Not really. One, two, three, four. Boom! Yeah, that's what happens at the end of the game. That was not bad, but it wasn't good, really. Oh, I still got a superb. Okay, great. Good. Okay, so I got a superb on that. Yes, we've unlocked endless games. I don't care. I think it's going to be the second one. Let's save. Now, this one is kind of hard because the music doesn't, like, it has too much, well, you'll see. Basically, you just have to kick certain balls away that have certain rhythms. And if you don't know that they're coming, you're screwed. Especially in the remix. And, yeah. As I already said, I really do like these intros, though. Oh, we still have, ambience here, which is cool. I think I didn't mention this, but the name of this game is Double Date. I can hear stuff hearing happening in the background. You just click when you hear this. Okay, that's cool. I do like how every single game has its own tutorial music. They still kept the they kept that, but they're gonna be in there later.
It's 16:45.
Yeah, excuse the clock every quarter hour. So now you hear 1, 2, and then you click. You can also hear by the type of the ball. It has a different sound to it. 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's good. And now, you'll get introduced to the third one, which is hard as hell. Because One, two, three. This also has a different sound. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay. I think we're ready, except we're kinda not, because I don't remember the layout of this level enough. So I'm kinda screwed. But I don't care. Let's do this. Whoa. Is that supposed to happen? Oh. Crap. I better focus. One, two, three. Oh, I forgot. There isn't anything there. So you need to pay attention to the kicks. And if there's a ball there, then kick it. And the basketballs, they have their own sound. That was cool. One, two, three. I really like the music design in this game. And the sound design too. They did a very good job. Oh crap, I missed it. There we go. Got the offbeat. You really need to hear the balls. Yeah. One, two, three. Yay! That was not even that was not as bad. I think I actually just missed like two balls. So I should get a superb. What? I'm guessing one of those balls was really important because what the fruitcake is wrong with me? Okay, well that's a thing. Okay, now we have no random things that have unlocked. And unlike Rhythm Tengoku, you don't have 5 games, you only have 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and this is the remix. So, by the way, this is also going to be familiar, this music, because it is the title music for Rhythm Rage, the intro music. So, I hope you'll enjoy my really, probably pretty bad attempt at this remix. Let's do this. Nuds! Let's do this. Oriol Gomez presents Rhythm Rage. Yeah, kinda, except not. Go, 1, 2, and I forgot that you need to press A and B. 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah. Go. Hey. Yay. 1, 2. Oh, crap. What? I didn't even hear that. Oh no. 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 I love that ending. But yeah, it was a little longer than the title theme, of course, because it was a remix. And I got an okay because I missed a few. I'm okay with that. So now you have the second. What the hell? Yeah, the second row of games. I think, yeah, over here. So that was part one. And I'm not gonna go to the title screen for this one because I'm too lazy. So yeah, that was part one of Rhythm Heaven Fever. And I'm gonna have to get used to saying this name. But anyway, if you've enjoyed, my microphone thing is gonna be continuing, so I'm sorry about that. I'm gonna just save here, actually. So, now it's time for me to record more of this. So, yeah, thanks for watching, and goodbye for now. Please stop recording.